Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fierce battles have been reported as Ukraine tries to retake Russian-occupied southern Kherson region, but military experts have told the BBC it won't happen quickly. The FBI has messed with the wrong monkey. Mickey Dolenz, the last surviving monkey, is suing the FBI for any records against him, bandmates, or the band. The monkeys were investigated by the FBI twice, once allegedly for anti-Vietnam War activities, and another time was so completely redacted, nobody knows what the FBI was doing. A court filing late Tuesday objected to President Trump's proposal that the seized documents be vetted by a third-party arbitrator, a.k.a. a special master. The Department of Justice and FBI have been caught in scandals going after Trump in the past. The Justice Department says efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. A Florida judge will decide Thursday. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Democrats this, Republicans that. At the end of the day, we're all in this together. And it's much better for the nation when both sides govern.
Blood may not be thicker than water. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom is a vocal critic of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but Newsom's in-laws seem to approve of the popular Republican. According to an exclusive report from Fox News, the contribution records on the Friends of Ron DeSantis PAC website reveal the Siebel Family Revocable Trust made a $5,000 contribution in April. Neither the Siebels nor Governor Newsom's office responded to Fox News's request for comment. The DeSantis campaign declined to comment. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Now that all teams are down to their 53-man rosters, the season for the National Football League officially starts in 8 days. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union that led to the collapse of communism and the end of the Cold War, died Tuesday at 91 years of age at a hospital in Moscow. President Biden, during a political campaign speech in Pennsylvania Tuesday, gave his followers some misinformation.
Did you realize the bullet out of an AR-15 travels 5 times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun?
A June study by Field & Stream looked at the fastest cartridges, and AR-15 rounds did not make their list. Claiming $50 million of negative advertising aimed against him, the Senate race in Georgia is in full swing. Republican challenger Herschel Walker on Newsmax.
Because there's an inflation problem. There's a crime problem in Atlanta. You know, there's so many problems. The Senator Warnock voted to put men in women's sports. And that's a problem. I think the people are saying, you know, we don't like this. And that's the reason right now that they spent so much money, but yet the race is still tied. And I want the people to know that there's a big contrast between he and myself. You know, I believe men should not be in women's sports. And I do know a man can't get pregnant. But I also know that we do have to have peace through strength, that we got to support our military, that we got to support our men and women in blue. and he called them names. So I think people are sick of that.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Phil Daniels is going to be joining us in just a moment. We're going to talk about his new book, Spiritual Graphics, The Influence of Faith on Consumption and Why It Matters to Your Brand. Now, Phil co-authored this new book with Brad Benbow, and it pulls from their shared experience leading national award-winning organizations across industries and draws attention to an often overlooked $2 trillion market. Phil, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be with you today.
Well, you and Brad decided to get together to write this book to, you know, attack this, as you say, often overlooked $2 trillion market. Break it down. Tell us what was in your mind.
Yeah, you know, marketers over time have really adopted common frameworks. You know, you may have heard some of these, Bill, you know, demographics and geographics and psychographics, really in an effort to understand, you know, who is the consumer and how we market to them to obviously sell our goods and service. And, you know, we've long believed in our line of work and just some of the clients and brands we've served, you know, for nearly 20 years, that there's a fourth dimension, and it's the idea of someone's heart and faith and guided by spiritual values really influences their behavior. So some of the classic examples that might come to mind is, you know, there's a certain chicken sandwich that obviously has a faith component, a Christian company behind it. There's a hobby store that really is kind of a market leader in the faith market. And, you know, a lot of these things are commoditized, if not for kind of the faith component and who they are. So we wanted to dig deeper. So we enlisted America's Research Group to survey 1,000 households across America. And really, you know, as you alluded to, I mean, the $2 trillion market is material, and it's 38 million households. And really, it's not about, you know, what you believe as a CEO or a chief marketing officer leading a brand. You don't have to subscribe to the belief system, but there's a market that's there and ready to hear from you that again, has material spending power.
Exactly. Well, and what I've found in my past experience and my past marketing experience, Bill, is that we've been addressing this market, and, you know, the market is longing to be associated with those products that are consistent with their faith. And that's been a challenge, you know, to get that message out to them, because when they realize that their dollars are supporting something that counters their faith, it really stops them in their tracks, and they're quick to make some adjustments to that end, aren't they?
They are, and I think this audience, like any other large customer segment, speaks with their wallet, right? The proof is kind of in their spending, and you know, there were some surprises from the research. You know, one of my favorite takeaways that we learned was this group, again, 38 million households, really over-indexed for an in-store experience. So, Bill, we're approaching the holidays. Like you, you know, we're all trained to shop online. There's this thing called, you know, Cyber Monday and Black Friday. And, you know, not to lose sight of this market, they still favor an in-store experience. And they prefer professional salespeople to help. And so if you're leading a brand, that has real consequences, right? How you lay out your store, how you message it, you know, just what that overall experience is. And, you know, so that surprised me and Brad and certainly our research team that in a digital era, that face-to-face experience really matters to this group.
Well, there's something about, you know, people of faith that they love the connection with people whether it is that they might think, hey, maybe it's a divine appointment, opportunity to, you know, share their faith, even in a, you know, just kind of a, I don't want to say necessarily passive, but I want to just say in a non-aggressive sort of lifestyle approach. And it also leads me to understand that they may be part of that demographic that John Naismith talked about in Megatrends. If you remember that book, he talked about high tech, high touch. As technology would increase, there'd be a yearning for that personal touch. And I know for myself, Phil, I don't know about you, but when I call an 800 number, I am like pleasantly surprised when there's a humanoid on the other line, you know, that I'm not getting a bunch of, you know, buttons to hit before I finally, you know, get to something that might be able to help me. But especially if it's a humanoid that answers, and, you know, I'd have to pause for a second because I guess I have such low expectation these days. I've been conditioned.
Well, it's a low bar for sure. And I think that speaks to this market as well, Bill, that they're a loyal bunch. So when you do overserve and kind of surprise and delight, again, they have the spending power and the staying power to be around. You know, one of the core kind of subsets of this 38 million is the empty nester, right? That's a famously, you know, affluent and, you know, big part of the population that has spending power and free time. And so we talk a lot about that. And I think your 800 number experiences is right in the center of that bullseye that, you know, we do create that human interaction and at least feel like our dollars and the brands that we're supporting actually care about it.
When you talk about over-serving the market, it's not like you got to walk on water. I mean, because the competition out there, like you said, you can get lost in, you know, punching buttons, trying to get the right department. People's perception of service today is such that, you know, just having direct contact with a compassionate individual can go a long way. And, you know, others might say, wow, you're super serving the customer when you're actually, you know, putting, I guess, you know, it's that old adage, just putting your best foot forward and relating to your customer as a fellow human being that needs some help.
You're right. And I think, you know, another takeaway that's tertiary related is this notion of small town ideals. So, you know, this group, again, really researched well on feeling that a brand doesn't have to be based locally, right? I think we all know that if you go into a large hardware store or department store, that they're probably a chain of some variety or nationally based. But the degree to which a brand can make it feel like it has local influence back to that human connection, you know, it's supporting a little league team or doing something in schools or, you know, having a weekend event, whatever that might be, really resonates with this group. Again, that buying power to feel like they're supporting their community, kind of their people, and, you know, not necessarily in a church pew, but certainly in a broader community.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes businesses might look at that bigger prize and a broader range of potential customers and ignore their neighborhood, to your point, Ryan.
You're right. I mean, one of my, you know, kind of favorite verticals to look at, you know, we mentioned the hardware store, but, you know, think of a brand like Home Depot that obviously is, if not the category leader, certainly, you know, one or two. And, you know, they do a wonderful job locally where they have, you know, Saturday morning crafts for kids, and they do sponsor the local sports teams and ball fields. And so that, you know, it's a good example of a big, you know, publicly traded brand that has figured out how to, you know, rotate and have a local presence and feel as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, your book, Spiritual Graphics, is quite the breakthrough to help businesses grow their reach, revenue, and market share, regardless of, as you said, your own beliefs and convictions, because it's about, when you're in the marketplace, it's about growing your business, right?
It is, and I think, you know, obviously it's a culturally tense time with brands, and, you know, I think if you're running a public company or running a brand or market, you know, you have to address some social issues that are present today. And, you know, our take is, you know, it's certainly not our job to judge a brand or what you should stand for. But in the book, we talk a lot about kind of this rotating dial or this continuum that, you know, you don't have to rotate so far to one way or the other, but there's oftentimes a balance where you can serve both sides of the market, and not necessarily take a stand either way. And some of them are incredibly low hanging fruit, Bill. Like one of my favorites we found is this notion of made in America. It again indexed incredibly high with this group that they really care about American made wares. And that's an easy one to, you know, to to share with the broader market. I don't think anyone's going to be offended by an American-made good, right? So that's not just about, you know, pushing faith or a set of beliefs. It just happens to resonate with both sides of the aisle really, really well.
We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Phil Daniels in his new book, Spiritual Graphics. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
With you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Phil Daniels. He and Brad Benbow have written this book, Spiritual Graphics, The Influence of Faith on Consumption and Why It Matters to Your Brand. Phil, how does faith influence day-to-day purchasing decisions of Americans, and why do businesses need to be aware of this?
I think the difference, Bill, is that, you know, when we talk about traditional marketing models, it's really the makeup of a person, right? It's your income, your age, maybe your geography where you live. And our argument is spirit geographics and faith are different. It's not a psychological disorder or category. It really is a matter of the spirit or a matter of the heart. And that does drive, you know, consumption patterns. So it's how we consume, you know, as we mentioned, a certain fast food restaurant or probably where we send our kids to school or select higher ed or even, you know, our healthcare decisions might be driven by a faith or values compass as well. So, you know, the premise that we, you know, really set out to research was, does faith matter and does it have a matter of the heart at the cash, you know, at the cash register? Does it really drive brand choices, consumption and loyalty?
Well, Phil, it's been quite a ride for you. You know, you've been blessed. You've won many awards in your specialties of growth initiatives and brand strategy. You co-founded Springbuck, a health intelligence platform used by more than 5,000 employers, regularly earning top company culture, best place to work, culture of the year honors. You founded Tactic, a brand consulting agency whose clients included Salesforce, Marketing Cloud, McLaren Automotive, and Mercedes-Benz. I mean, that's quite the roster and the curriculum vitae and experience in your background, and you bring this all to bear, you know, in this book, you know, just a lifetime of experience. What is the major takeaway here that you would want, you know, your readers to come away with after reading your book?
Well, thank you, Bill. You're incredibly kind. You know, I think the main takeaway is that this market is there. It's readily available and it's material. So if you truly care about, you know, the financial shareholders of your business and want to drive results, this is a market that, you know, has deep pockets and they want to hear from you. And, you know, we would make the argument that they're very, very loyal. So when you win their heart and mind, they're going to be there for a long time. So this isn't introducing a new market. They've always been there. And some of the brand work you've mentioned, I mean, we've seen this sort of in the trenches and on the front lines that, you know, brands have excelled when they've unlocked, you know, one or two of these spirit geographics and really built a marketing program around it and they're winning.
Phil, we know in marketing, you know, you've got to be something to someone. And so that leads to, you know, having a niche product, a niche target. This is a huge niche target, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, and I think there's some double clicking here where we can go to further segments of, you know, as I mentioned, empty nesters is a large component of this 38 million household and certainly some other, you know, age bands and other groups as well. But it is a massive target. And again, we're not suggesting that all 38 million households certainly act the exact same, but there are some commonalities. So the book and really the byproduct of the research lays out 10 spirit geographics and really the 10 kind of key findings that we really think any, you know, marketing or business leader can adopt. And frankly, the back half of the book speaks to that. You know, we kind of call it the activation chapters. But it's really the now what, so what, you know, so research is wonderful, you know, on the surface, but, you know, what do you actually do with it? And so we really want to make an effort to kind of lead our readers and lead our, you know, our C-suite audience to have something that they can actually do with it was kind of the intent.
Well, we've got about 5.5 minutes left. You mentioned these targets. Can you break them down for us a little bit?
Yeah, I think empty nesters is the biggest one. That's as deep as we went with this survey. We're saying that, you know, we view this as kind of the first of many research projects. So, you know, don't be surprised if you see some follow-on work, you know, from our group that, you know, for example, you know, I think higher ed is a fascinating market that we would love to understand, you know, how faith influences those, you know, decisions, right? From an enrollment, from a fundraising and development standpoint. I think healthcare is another vertical that we'll look at. But for the purpose of this book, you know, empty nesters is what we really called out.
Mm-hmm. You do address the woke society in one of your chapters.
We do. It's a prevailing trend that is here. I mean, obviously some of the popular, you know, brands that are in those crosshairs today are, you know, whether it's Disney or Nike or others. And, you know, we would make the argument that those are incredible brands. I mean, you know, Disney has afforded incredible brand loyalty and kind of have the Midas touch in many regards of everything they roll out. And again, we're not in the business of calling balls and strikes and saying, you know, what your brand should or shouldn't be, but, you know, the appeal we would make for them is that there's probably additional progress with this market they can make without necessarily giving up, you know, who they're serving today. So it's certainly some woke pressure, you know, in the market today, but we're not in a place to judge those by any means.
Yeah. My marketing heart is I want to get as many people as possible. You know, I'm of the Michael Jordan philosophy that even Republicans wear tennis shoes. And, you know, getting into that that fight, you know, these waters today, we have to navigate it. It's tough being in business today, you know, and being aware. I mean, it's one thing to be aware of your brand, but then you got to be aware of your people to such a degree because of the sensitivity of the marketplace right now.
You do, and I think some of it, you know, is what we would commonly call virtue signaling.
Yes.
You know, so one of the famous examples, kind of in popular media, that you might be familiar with in recent years, Bill, was, you know, Starbucks sort of famously had the, you know, the dilemma of, you know, Christmas versus holiday on their December and November paper cups. And, you know, at the end of the day, does anyone who, you know, subscribes to faith values really care if Christmas is on the cup? Probably not. But that was an argument that made, you know, that made a lot of coverage for them. And I don't know that they lost anything for it. But, you know, one of the areas we researched was the value of Christmas versus holiday. And you know, the research would suggest just what you would think, that it does bode really well with this group to show imagery and, you know, to really embrace that particular holiday season, because that, you know, that really is the focal point of Christian faith.
Well, I got to tell you, Phil, even these young kids, you know, I'd go into stores and they were awkward. I mean, they were so used to saying Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. It was like, you know, as we went through the process, and this is what you appreciate about a free marketplace, is that it will rise to its level. And I think a lot of stores just said, look at, you know, just respond in kind. If your customer says Happy Holiday, Happy Holiday. If they say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And so I've realized in the last couple of years, I think maybe we've gotten to the other side of that. But, hey, you know, again, we're still dealing with a sensitive marketplace right now. In Spiritual Graphic, you also say that daughters are different. Explain to our audience. We got a couple of minutes left. What do you mean by that?
Sure. So, yeah, so the bulk of our research was not only the household level, but specifically with, you know, kind of head of household or, you know, women buyers, right, of those households. Mm-hmm. And it's no surprise that, you know, there's just a different, you know, philosophy and fear for, you know, for daughters in our culture. So how that manifests itself in marketing is things like imagery, right? So we, you know, when you pick up a clothing catalog and it depicts, you know, kind of a preteen or even a teenage girl, what's the appropriate length of a skirt, or, you know, the amount of buttons that are up on a blouse or skin art or whatever that might be? And, you know, again, the research really showed that, you know, we just generally view daughters different than we do, you know, sons in that regard. We just don't want them materialized in any way. So that, again, is a pretty easy thing to implement. If you're a national clothing brand, you know, you can make some different decisions on photography style or, you know, what you're showing or not showing. And, again, not in a way that you're going to offend the other side of the market, certainly, but
exactly.
But it does matter to this market.
I'll tell you, this is quite a holistic approach here, because here you outline you know, the objectives, and then, you know, how to implement this framework and how to get it in the culture, because this is, you know, when you're talking about branding, it has got to go down to the very roots. I mean, this is what secures your brand, does it not? We got about 45 seconds left here. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bet. So we talk a lot about, you know, and of course we're, you know, communication professionals by nature, so we've been doing this work, but really we talk about building the brand from the inside out. So again, a lot of the back half of the book really is a roadmap or a playbook for that, you know, C-suiter or CMO to really start to think about how to have this conversation with the team internally first, long before you create an ad or a commercial or a website for the market to see. But, you know, how do you really think about it culturally within your own walls to really think through these, to think through these different spiritual graphics?
Phil, thank you so much for the insight and for the book, Spiritual Graphics, which we'll link on our website at BillMartinezShow.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fierce battles have been reported as Ukraine tries to retake Russian-occupied southern Kherson region, but military experts have told the BBC it won't happen quickly. The FBI has messed with the wrong monkey. Mickey Dolenz, the last surviving monkey, is suing the FBI for any records against him, bandmates, or the band. The monkeys were investigated by the FBI twice, once allegedly for anti-Vietnam War activities, and another time was so completely redacted, nobody knows what the FBI was doing. A court filing late Tuesday objected to President Trump's proposal that the seized documents be vetted by a third-party arbitrator, a.k.a. a special master. The Department of Justice and FBI have been caught in scandals going after Trump in the past. The Justice Department says efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. A Florida judge will decide Thursday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, although the Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st through November 30th, the season's peak is upon us now. A combination of wind and wind-driven rain from a hurricane can cause major damage to a home, and much of the property damage associated with hurricanes occurs after the windstorm, when rain enters structures through broken windows, doors, or openings in the roof. Now, Dr. Giamanco, the lead research meteorologist at IBHS, is here to discuss low-cost ways homeowners can prepare for hurricane season this year. Dr. Giamanco, thank you for being with us. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, when should we prepare for hurricane season?
So, you know, we tell people it's always a great time to prepare, but most folks that deal with hurricanes, you're looking in that June, July now, that in windows we lead up to the peak to hurricane season when everybody's kind of staging the work they need to do. We've had a pretty good lull in tropical activity in the Atlantic so far this season, even though it's forecasted to be an active season. And like we tell everybody, it only takes one. A lot of people say, just tell me if there's going to be a Laura. Tell me if there's going to be an Andrew, those kinds of things. So the point is to be ready as we head into the peak. And now is actually a great time while we have this lull in activity to take that walk around your home and look for some of those little things that you can do very quickly, very easily, to help, one, reduce the potential for water entry, reduce the potential for your roof to get damaged by falling trees, those kinds of things, as well as that classic home inventory of all your stuff.
Exactly. And as you say, Ian, it's important to get ahead of the storm, not get behind it, because then it's too late. Then at that point, the damage is already done. But there are some practical things that we can do in preparation, some that you've cited already. And one important one especially is to review and update your insurance policy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As you head into the season itself, and it's a good thing to do this every single year, is to sit down with your insurance agent, make sure you know what's covered, what's not, and also to remember that in most cases, flood is covered through the National Flood Insurance Program, that it's separate from your homeowner's policy. So it's always a good idea to sit down with your agent, have their number in your cell phone ready, and do this every single year. Just make sure you're covered. And it's that good sense of calm that you can have going into hurricane season.
Exactly. And the practical other things that we need to consider, as you mentioned, Dr. Giamanco, that you check your gutters, you trim your trees, service your generator in case of power outages. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, when you need your generator and you go, oh, my goodness, I'm not prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good one. I'm going to use my family. They live in South Louisiana. And my dad gets their generator out every single June and once again in July and usually once in August, gives it a crank, make sure it's in good shape, and if he needs to change the oil, those kinds of things. Because if you're one of those folks who has a generator and you live along the coast, we know how hot it can be after hurricanes, and we got to be prepared to be without power for a good chunk of time. Some of those other little things, the gutter cleaning, that's a good one too. Make sure that water has a place to run away from your home and your gutters aren't clogged up with leaves. That can lead to those nasty cascading waterfalls over your gutters, but that can actually damage parts of your home, whether it's the wall cover or even the roof system. Take a tube of silicone caulk. Check your windows and doors for gas. In a hurricane situation, all that rain is getting driven by the wind. It can find those little tiny cracks that are there, and you start noticing those little puddles showing up right on your windowsill. And after 12, 24 hours of that, you've got a fair bit of water that's now gotten in your home, gotten on your carpet, things like that. We want to keep the water out of your home, keep your building intact, keep your home envelope intact. And some of the last things, dude, make a pass. Check those things like your outdoor furniture. Know how long it takes to move those things inside or in your garage or push them up against your house and tie them down, things like that, and have a look at those overhanging trees. So those are some things that we can do right now. It's a great time to do it while we have this lull in hurricane activity because don't want to be caught by surprise. So you made that point, and I love it.
Well, our thanks to Dr. Ian Giamanco, lead research meteorologist at Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. Dr. Giamanco, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, to find out all these tips and some of the bigger things you can do around your home, please check out disastersafety.org/hurricane ready. You can also just Google IBHS Hurricane Ready. You'll find all these tips and a lot more.
Dr. Giamanco, thank you for your time. Great stuff here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
For 16 years, Coors Light has proudly supported the work of inspiring and passionate Latino community leaders who make a lasting impact on their communities and inspire the next generation of Latino leaders. Last year, 5 outstanding leaders were selected to receive a $10,000 grant for their nonprofit organization and welcomed to the Coors Light Changemakers Alumni Network, a place to connect and collaborate with like-minded professionals who continue to impact change in hundreds of communities across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Since the program's inception in 2006, 21 nonprofit organizations have been awarded more than $400,000 in grants as beneficiary organizations of Leaviness. And with us right now to talk more about it is a current award winner, if I might say, Jacob Gutierrez Montoya. He's with the Sacramento Contemporary Dance Theater. Jacob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Super happy to be here.
Well, how exciting, you know, for you to be a recipient and now to be part of the Coors Light's Leaviness program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think it's a huge honor to be a part of this cohort, these other people that share this award with me this year. I met all of them during one of our conferences, and it's just super exciting to see the different, you know, passions that we all have, but we're all trying to lead in our communities in different ways. I think I'm just really honored to kind of be a part of something so wide and so vast, and that means so much to our community.
Well, and for this grant award, how has this helped your nonprofit make a positive impact on your community?
Well, I think through the pandemic, we weren't really able to kind of put on our shows like we usually do. We're an arts organization. Most of our income is generated through the shows that we put on. And I think what this grant really did for us is really helped jumpstart us back into kind of a new phase, a rebirth of our company. And I think this year has been outstanding because of this grant. It was really able to kind of give us that jumpstart we needed to kind of keep the operations going and keep the art accessible. I think that's really what we try to focus on as a nonprofit, keeping art accessible, keeping it affordable, making sure it's reaching our community in the right ways.
Exactly. Jacob Gutierrez Montoya is a professional choreographer, as he said. He works with the Sacramento Contemporary Dance Theater in Folsom, California. And it's through his work and the work of the rest of the team members that participate there at the dance theater. They're bringing to life the work of local nonprofits to the stage, which strive to create a sense of community, of acceptance and awareness. This, you know, to be involved in work like this, Jacob, I've got to imagine this has got to be tremendously fulfilling for yourself and others who were involved.
Yeah, actually, when you're talking about it, I'm kind of getting emotional because I think, like, it's interesting to hear it back. It's interesting to hear what a kind of the impact even it just has on me, like thinking about what it is that we do. Because when you're in the trenches, when you're kind of making the art, you can kind of keep on. Kind of, some things are uphill, like right. Things are. It's hard to always get the accessibility for like different theater venues and whatnot. Mm-hmm. When we get there and we have this group of volunteers and we all are aligned on the same mission, yeah, it's extremely beautiful. We all are aligned on something.
Exactly.
That, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, my old program director in Los Angeles, California, Jacob, would tell me that when we were on the air like this and we were talking with people, that our job was to elicit a positive emotional response. And I'm sure this is what the troupe is doing, is that you're doing that. That people, when they come and are exposed to the program, they're blessed and it's time well invested for them.
Yeah, gosh, I hope so. I think that most of our shows, we do tell messages that sometimes are hard to see, hard to hear, and then we always bring that back with hope. I think that the world, we have so much going on in it that it's important that we pay attention and expose the truth of certain things, but also to bring it back and have hope. When people leave the theater, there's hope for community, there's hope within each other, and I think that's really our aim, is to not ignore issues, really shed light on them, but then let people know there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that's what's cool about this grant and Coors Light, actually being able to kind of be that light in a sense for us this year. So
yeah, that's excellent. 100%. I agree with you. Tell our people where they can go for more information about the Coors Light Lidias program.
Sure, absolutely. CoorsLightLidias.com. And we're actually looking for some nominations for this year. So you've got some people in your community, some Latinx leaders. I think it's really important to give them that confidence that you see in them.
Jacob, thank you for the time. Take care.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're back with you, America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Well, many would agree that our country is deeply divided, and there needs to be a bridge for this political divide facing our nation. The partisan death spiral we now see ourselves in as a country results in partisan gridlock, feelings that our democracy is in crisis, even families torn apart by political disagreements. More needs to be done, I think you would agree, to find common ground to help heal the fracture. Well, bridging this political and social divide facing the nation is something that the president and CEO of Fetzer Institute will be talking about. Bob Boyster joins us now. Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good to be with you, and many thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for your courage to take this on, because this is a time where people have siloed themselves. They don't want to argue. They don't want to fuss and fight about it, especially when we're talking about politics, as heated an issue as it is today. God bless you, and God bless Fetzer Institute for saying, look, we want to be part of the solution.
Well, we really do, and I appreciate the chance today to share with your audience some thoughts on how we can all be part of the solution.
Okay, well, let's talk about the mission of Fetzer Institute. I kind of gave a real brief outline, but there's more to it. Go ahead and break it down, if you would.
Yeah, our mission statement is to help build the spiritual foundation for a loving world. And let me talk about the two key words there, spiritual and love. Our starting point here is that a flourishing free society has to have a spiritual foundation that gives us a sense of shared purpose, shared values, and most of all, just a commitment to care about each other. So that's why we're viewing this as a spiritual challenge. And we just want to be straight up that we think love is the only impulse of the human heart that's strong enough to overcome the fear and anger and animosity that's fracturing our country. And we say that not just based on our own experience, but really looking to the wisdom of all the world's great faith traditions that that call us to and support us in love.
Mm-hmm. Bob, don't you find that the spiritual dynamic gives us a common language? I mean, we look at reality in a similar way. Maybe there's some slight deviations, but we're not in a combative state. as you would think otherwise, right? Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, Bill. Let me just say, we have a major initiative on healing the heart of American democracy, as we call it, but we also engage globally. And in that context, you have to engage the differences among the world's great faith traditions, but also find and deepen the common ground. And, we are all, every one of us, born into the mystery of this amazing existence that we have. Our faith traditions have been probing that mystery of existence, trying to understand it for literally millennia. And mm-hmm. I think the striking thing is that none of them have come back and said it's meaningless, it's value-free. They've all come mm-hmm. back, including my own tradition, Christianity, very much so, and said it's a sacred mystery that holds Amen. Us in love and calls us to love. And we use different words and different concepts, but that deep convergence is what we really need to grab hold of.
Yeah, I like how you put it, a sacred mystery. It really is. Anything that has to do with God Almighty really puts you in the realm of hallowed ground, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. And it also ought to, I think, elicit some profound humility, yes. which is one of the things we so desperately need in this country today, to stop being so cocksure that we have the answer that we use to beat the other side over the head and say, you know, we are all finite beings in the face of an awesome universe, and I would say an awesome God. And we need to be a little more humble than we are.
And, of course, what a foundation to examine these sensitive issues that here in these recent decades have increasingly divided people. And here the hope is to find the common ground that will be the solution that will increase our knowledge and our effectiveness and the experience, as you say, through this journey of life that we're on.
Yeah, and maybe I could just give a little personal context for why I'm so blessed to be able to do this work. I'm a lawyer by training. In law school, I got very excited about the nonprofit sector as the place where private citizens get together to work for the greater good. So in the late 70s, I went to Washington to work with what turned out to be a very broad range of nonprofits and foundations over the next 35 years. I lived the experience of our national common life becoming more and more polarized and toxic to the point where today we've essentially lost the capacity to do great things together as a nation. Right. I have five precious little grandchildren. God willing, they'll be alive through the rest of this century. But if we stay on our current course, I don't think they're going to enjoy anything that looks like a flourishing free society. Mm-hmm. Now, I say that with the deep hope and confidence that there is another way that could bring us back together enable us together to build an America where every child can flourish. But we're not on that track right now, and it's going to take a fundamental change.
But the good news is, Bob, is that most people now, according to the latest surveys, a majority believe that we're on the wrong track. We're in agreement there. I think that's a great start. We're talking with the president and CEO of Fetzer Institute, Bob Boyster, and talking about, how can we come together? And as a chief executive officer in your experience, Bob, is that when organizations get off track, a good CEO will look back in the history of that organization and say, when were we operating on all eight cylinders? What turn did we take that started to render us less effective? And to me, I call that a return to first principles. And I think this is the opportunity that we have while we're still alive and still able to effectuate something for the greater good here, is that we can return to first principles. And I think that's a good starting place. What do you think?
Absolutely. And we've got some wonderful first principles in this country, beginning with the declaration statement that we're endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. I think we tend to focus on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'd like to focus on endowed by our Creator, not just with those rights, but with a God-given responsibility to use those rights to build up rather than to tear down. And just put this in very personal terms. When I came to Washington in the late 70s, the country was still being led by members of the World War II generation who had been through that crucible together. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats could still come together and do big things like fix Social Security, reform the tax code to make it more equitable. And they could do that because they saw each other, shared humanity, and respected each other. If you want to go back, let's start by going back to that sense of respect for each other. To put it in spiritual language, respect for each other as children of God, created in the image of God. Boy, if you look at people on the other side of a divide through that lens, you can't demonize and dehumanize them because they're precious in God's sight, and they need to be precious in our sight.
Exactly. And this is why the spiritual component is so important. I mean, when you think about it, you know, you say spirituality can build a more connected world. And we know that it can because it has, right? It's done it before. When you look back in the history and how the West expanded, at the very heart of it, as you said, even after two world wars, was the component to realize that that we're precious in the eyes of God. And that life matters, and the things of God matter. And when you have the spiritual component leading the way, it, as he says, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And so we've done it before.
Yeah, and we can do it again. And you know, I have the faith that God is at work in the world, one of my colleagues here at Fetzer has a wonderful saying, God provides the wind, but our job is to put up the sail. And I think there's work for each and every one of us here to do that. And I think it begins inside of each one of us, where we look in our hearts and say, how can I bring more love and solidarity into this day, whether it's in the context of my family or my work or our common life in our democracy. And there's so many ways we can do that. Show up.
And you can have fun, and you can have fun doing it too, Bob. Well, Bob Boisier, I cannot thank you enough. I appreciate your wisdom and insight. Congratulations and Godspeed with Fetzer as you continue to lead the way. He's the CEO of Fetzer, Bob Boisier. Thank you, Bob. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...